It's a joy to see you in the Lord's house today. In our call to worship, I want to draw your attention to two verses from the Psalms. First of all, from Psalm 95 in verse 6, O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. And then in Psalm 99 in verse 5, exalt ye the Lord our God and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. In both of these verses of Scripture, there is an indication here of our approach to God being one of humility. In this first verse, it says, let us bow down, let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. First of all, the necessity of bowing down before our God because he is our Creator. And then in the next verse, we are to bow down at his footstool, for he is holy. I think today that the modern church has lost its way in regard to our approach to God. Now, I know that Jesus Christ has broken down the veil between us and the Father. Jesus Christ is our Savior. He is our Redeemer. But that doesn't make him any less God. It doesn't make him any less holy. It doesn't make him any less our Creator. And I think that we need to, as God's people, approach him. Yes, we come into his courts with thanksgiving and praise on our lips, but let's come humbly before him. These two verses of Scripture, very close in proximity in the Psalms, because there's a central theme in these six Psalms before Psalm 100, which is the great praise Psalm, that indicate to us that when we come before God, we are to come with a spirit and an attitude of humility. That we don't come in our pride. We don't come as being anything. We come recognizing the greatness of his creative power and the greatness of his holiness. And then in that respect, we do not have creative power and we are not holy. Therefore, we understand our place before him. You know, that is such an important attitude to have when coming to worship. We will not benefit if we think we're on even par with God. That's why I have a real problem today with children addressing adults by their first name. That is an egalitarian point of view, that, and there is a difference. Adulthood has its honor. Childhood has its place. And whenever we try to lift that up and make everybody on an equal plane, then nobody's special. We're all on the same level. And I want to tell you something, God's not on our level. His ways are not our ways, his thoughts are not our thoughts. And so the encouragement of the hour is that as we come and sing and as we come to gather together to worship him, that we come with a certain attitude. It is an attitude of worship, knowing the greatness of his power in creation, knowing the greatness of his holiness, his purity, his righteousness. That changes the whole perspective of how we come to God. We don't come foolishly. We don't come carelessly. We come with a spirit and an attitude of humility. May God give us that kind of attitude today as we gather to worship him.